What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of What's the Takeaway. I am so happy to be with you. For those of you that are listening to me for the first time, this is Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, and I am excited to be with you on today and a wonderful guest I have. Her name is Victoria Baylor. I am so encouraged, I love it that you're with me today. Can you greet my audience?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Jackie, first of all, I'm one of your biggest fans. I like to say I'm president of your fan club.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm delighted to speak to your amazing audience. So thank you so much for having me here.
Today, we're going to talk about, we're going to bring this all together. We are in a time where it looks like we're trying to come out of the pandemic, and businesses are beginning to boom and once again. And so this expert is coming. She's branding us. She's branding me, and she is helping us to move into the genuine person that we are. And I love what she's doing. I want her to share with you and tell us a little bit about what she's doing.
Well, absolutely, Dr. Jackie. So I am a mindset and clarity coach. I like to say for most people, or at least my tagline is my job is helping people gain the internal clarity they need to get that external success they want. So many people are trying to hit a goal, reach some kind of achievement, accomplish things, and oftentimes they get a little bit stuck and they can't figure out how do I start from here and how do I get to the next. And most often what's missing is clarity. So my job as a mindset and clarity coach is to really work one-on-one with individuals and do that kind of internal work that's necessary to move them along. Because if you think about it, there's power in our thoughts, there's power in the way we process, and then that's how we're able to create actions that are sustainable and allow us to grow. And then on top of that, I take what is the authentic essence of individuals, understanding their strengths, their talents, their capabilities, and I morph that and infuse that into their personal brand. So whether they're in business or whether they're a professional, it allows them to stand out uniquely and very distinctly so that they can be known for something, they can position themselves for excellence, and they can literally be a go-to authority in their field. So, and I won't get into it all now, but I think people work way too hard. They are too talented, too brilliant, and they're just lacking knowledge about the tools that they were born into or they have, and some tools that they acquired, and how they can assemble those and use them strategically to level up in their goals. So I love doing that. The name of my company is Clarity for High Performance LLC. I'm proud that I joke and say I get to polish diamonds all day, because that's really what it is. I'm very quick to say I don't make diamonds. That's God's job, but my job is to polish them. So I do that. I'm also a TEDx speaker. So I share a little bit about my story and how I transitioned into coaching. So I went from marine science to behavioral science, and I have a very strong research background in analytical and creative problem solving. So what I do is I have a very kind of unique insight into shedding truth to people, being very sensitive to who they are, and then infusing some creativity to really help what we do together stick and elevate and empower them.
Wow. I love it. And something you say, bringing clarity. In other words, are you helping us to find our true selves?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That yes. I think to me that is the ultimate, it should be the ultimate goal and desire for most people. And I think that in life and due to social constraints and sometimes what's put on us in our childhood, we kind of develop an identity, but it really isn't always the true version of ourselves. It's what we adopt and think that, okay, I should be this. And then furthermore, for women specifically, women tend to define themselves by the roles they play. So when you ask a woman what she does, she'll tell you, okay, I'm a wife and I'm a minister or I'm a doctor. And then if you ask her who she is, she almost wants to answer with the same thing.
Exactly.
What you do and who you are two different things. So the distinction is so important for women to get and men to get clear on that, so they can really use the rest of the amazing tools they have to better explain themselves and better show what they're capable of.
Wow, that causes us to really be transparent. This is a class, right?
Well, so you're definitely referring to coaching. I do one-on-one coaching. I do group coaching. And coaching is very unique because it's not therapy. So the goal in coaching isn't to take you to a place where we're digging up a lot of stuff and we're kind of, leaching maybe some painful issues or memories. Coaching is very forward moving. So we look at where are you at the moment? And then where do you desire to be? Like, what is your hopes, your dreams? And I find that a lot of people will suppress those because sometimes they see where they want to be as being like too big. They can't achieve it. They get discouraged. Limiting beliefs pop up. And then people are in their ear with negativity. So that whole coaching arena is a safe space for people to occupy, to completely let down all the masks, the requirements, that I don't judge anybody. My job is to create an environment where it's very freeing and liberating for them. And it's an environment of self-learning. And I love to joke with my clients. I said, this is probably the only arena where it will be 110% about you. Because everything is focused on them. And when they get that time to reflect and to think and to notice things that they thought about themselves and recognize, like, I was really good at this when I was younger. I wonder why I don't do that anymore. Or people always would ask me for this, why am I not monetizing it? So when you get them to a place of like recirculating these ideas and stuff, it's their confidence starts to grow. And then they start realizing like, oh, what I'm doing currently really isn't serving me. Or me trying to be there for everyone else, or sometimes me serving in roles that really don't utilize my strengths is only draining my energy and causing more burnout. So I always like to say that, we don't drive cars for years and years without taking them for a tune-up. So why don't we ever tune up ourselves? And that's what coaching really is about, is helping you get that tune up. I'd like to joke all the time, I'm a human tow truck. I just pull people out of ditches. When you get stuck on the side of road of life and you don't know where to go and what to do, and you don't feel comfortable talking about it, you need someone that you can kind of lean on. And that's completely my job. And I'm have specialized certifications in mindset, neuro-linguistic programming, understanding how the brain works, and clarity coaching, personal branding. So we're going to get you to that position of exceptional leadership that you deserve to be at. You're operating in that way, everyone else can benefit from your gifts.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. And I guess if some of the things that you were saying, when we come to you, okay, here I am, let's do a scenario here. Here I come, and I sit down and I say, I need to be the best Jackie that I can be. And I feel like I'm living beneath my privilege. Where would you start with me?
Well, we first start with acknowledging where you're at and invalidating where you're at. That's the way you feel. And then we'll get into, why do you feel that way? What's led you to this point? And then, after we discuss where you want to go, then we can initiate that coaching and start thinking about, what does this transformation look like? What are you missing that has allowed you to kind of feel a little bit stuck behind the ball? And I have, my coaching isn't free form. So I have actually transformation coaching packages where people, women, men come to me specifically for certain things. Some people want more confidence. Some people want to excel in their career. Some people don't even know where to go. Some people are transitioning from their jobs. Some people are just like you mentioned, they're at a place where it's like, I don't think I'm using all my potential. Something's missing. So ultimately, my coaching starts with one thing in mind. The heartbeat of my coaching is helping people establish the most important information they need. Understanding your identity, understanding what makes you valuable, unlike anybody on the planet, and then turning that into ways, how do you create impact and how do you monetize that? So this is very action driven. And the whole goal is to get you to a place of, first of all, which I'm obsessed with, is really understanding who you are. Because again, it takes breaking away from all these things we've attached ourselves to that weigh us down in this race of life. And once we get to a point of understanding identity, and I have some very unique methods of doing that, which is so, I just love watching people transform. I like that because I went through a period in my life where I struggled to figure out what my next was. And I did the worst things in my TEDx talk. I defined myself by a goal and dream I had when I was 8 years old. I was a girl, I was high performing. I was like, you know, I was looking at careers. And it's weird at eight, you would discover what you want to do. And people say love at first sight exists. And it's funny because I joke, I looked at my husband, I was like, no, it was not love at first sight. And I've been here 25 years, he's my best friend on the planet, but that first impression was not the best impression.
Okay.
But for my career choice, it hit me like lightning. And so on and so forth to speed up, I found myself in a position where, of course, I ran for that goal. Just like, and this is very typical of women. Women, you give them a goal, boy, they're gonna get it. So I went at that goal, I went to school, you know, graduate top honors, made it through 15 years in the career, doing research science, and then got to the end of that, and it was time to transition, and I didn't know what to do. And I realized that I spent all my time defining my life based on that. And think about it. Think about how many mothers are out there as soon as their kids graduate, and they've defined their entire lives around their children and softball games and doing this and that. And then when that space frees up, they don't know what to do with themselves. Yeah. They don't know who they are. So I understand what that feels like. So I did what I did best, which is use my skill set. I was like, we're going to figure out this problem. And I got deep dive and I uncovered my identity and realized that, man, I hadn't been really using my tools, or I've been using them and I didn't know what I had. But given all that, people give so much value to everybody else. They wonder why people come to them. Everybody comes to them. And, you know, you and I have talked off camera about like leadership and women, how we just, you can be magnetized, and we don't really know what we're giving away. And when we don't know, we end up being depleted because we don't know how to recharge that. And then even worse, we don't know the value attached to it. We tend to give it away at abandon without really considering the cost to ourselves. So my job is to really just help people recalibrate that. And I'm just saying that I understand that personally. So I always come from a heart of compassion, but my skill set is sharp now. I tell people, I was like, don't ask me to paint your walls. Please don't ask me to plant your flowers. You will be mad at me. But my superpower is unpacking people. And it's also helping people understand their superpower so they can stay focused and get somewhere in life where they want to be.
If someone wanted to get in touch with you, can you give us some information? How can we reach you?
Oh, it's pretty simple. I'm self-branded, so you know I can't talk personal branding without exhibiting it myself. They could just go to victoriabaylor.com. So www.victoriabaylor, like Baylor University, BAYLOR.com. Everything's there at my website. I'm also on social media, from Instagram under the same name, all the other avenues. I'm on LinkedIn under Victoria Baylor as well. So I'm pretty easy to find. They can just Google and I should pop up.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because I think that the service that you're offering, we need it. Women especially. Because I'm thinking along while you were talking, I'm thinking about me and a person that has been in ministry over 40 years. And I know there is something else I'm supposed to be doing when I retire from ministry, for lack of a better word. I want to just transition into something else, but I want that transition to be smooth. I've always had a passion for women. From a teenager, you know, a hurting woman has always been my thing. I used to hate when my friends hurt, and I would try to do everything I could to help them. So I think that moving from actual preach ministry and then moving into my passion for women and passion to see that they be the best person they can be, I guess I would need clarity. Because I'm not really clear as to how to make that transition.
And that is a perfect example. You're absolutely right. And what I love about that is, first of all, your track record is amazing. And I think what I want to do is destigmatize this, the thoughts around kind of needing help or asking for help. And I know oftentimes it's really hard for people to do that. Because they feel like, I don't know about you, but oftentimes it's kind of inferred on us or kind of impressed on us that we should automatically know what to do. And clarity is not that, I mean, it's not that easy for people to achieve. I mean, think about it. I'm looking at you. I could never see my back, not with my eyes. What do I need? I need a mirror. And then furthermore, if you think about it, none of us have really ever seen our face. We use a mirror. We have to use a tool. So it's interesting what we don't realize we miss when we think that we're doing. And I think the biggest thing, and I love this about you, is you have that sense of understanding that, you know, it's one thing to grind and have that, you know, that reputation to do it, but it's also good to get still and to think and to ask those questions and then to put yourself first. And I love to hear a woman that says, okay, I'm transitioning from this. I have dreams and goals beyond this, and that I want to get there, and I have a feeling some pieces are missing. Let's figure out those pieces. And I was like, that's a woman that is definitely putting herself first, and she recognizes how important and her potential is worth it. And I love that. So
I'll be an easy client then, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be an easy client. Well, okay, so when I come and we have that discussion, what are there tools? Are there things that I would have to polish up on? You would be telling me those things? Or?
You know what's interesting? I love that you asked that question, because some people will have a certain thought about coaching. They'll think that, oh goodness, I got to get prepared for it. You know, you've lived life. That is the greatest preparation ever. So you have everything you need. The magic of the way I coach, and anybody that's worth their grain of salt in coaching. Now, I will say that there's a lot of people say they're coaches out there. But again, I could stand in my garage and call myself a Maserati. That don't make me a car. So you want to test people based on reviews and things like that. And you can really see, are they really creating a transformation? But no, we would sit down, we would talk through, again, for you specifically, I have a program completely set up that's gonna uncover those tools or that, because we're all kind of like a puzzle and we have some pieces. And you know, you ever try to put a puzzle together without seeing the box? Like, that's kind of tricky, isn't it? Oh my God. And so sometimes when we can get a corner, but we don't see the rest of the, we don't have a frame of reference. So coaching becomes that frame of reference, and we just sit down and we actually, just like we're doing here, I know how to strategically ask you questions that get you to look into other places, and we can excavate information that's useful. I also use some assessment tools. And then again, when you're gifted to do something and that's your superpower, just like you're gifted in your arena, it's not hard for me to pull stuff out of people, and I can see patterns. Like, and I can look, sitting next to you, I can feel them gifts. It feel like hot heat. It's just like, you are one gifted woman, and people that know you know that. And one thing I can say, and I know we have a mixed audience and all don't share the same, you know, spiritual understanding, but I will say this, you know, our fingerprints are our unique code. I always like to call it like the barcode God gave us. And just like any barcode, it goes to a certain product. So there's nothing random about us. And I really am excited that every day I get to help people unpack, because when you see things from the sound of your voice to the way you understand and see the world to your personality, like if you didn't have key elements, you wouldn't be able to make the impact you do. And it's like God perfectly packages us for the purpose that we're called to. And I find that sometimes we don't really understand all those tools. So we're like overusing some tools. And I tell people all the time, you know, you can hang a picture with a wrench. I mean, I can use a wrench to pound a nail. I mean, I can put it, but that's not what a wrench is for. There's certain tools for certain things you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So that kind of session would be us working through step by step, peeling back the layers, looking at, okay, where you are now, where do you want to be? What's been keeping you from getting there? Then we'll look at like limiting beliefs. Like, what have you been thinking? Because our thoughts are the things oftentimes that block us. And it's just some thoughts in certain areas keep us from wiggling, like I said, the doorknob that's gonna open the opportunity. And then we'll go from there, and then we'll start looking at, okay, what gifts do you have? It really is positively focused toward pulling out what's in you. And that's why I love doing that with women, because it's and men. I have a lot of male clients, but because it's like the winding toy, you know, like the little fun ones. As soon as you wind up a person, you turn your head for 1 second, they're gone. That, listen, you can't even keep up with them. And sometimes we just need a little bit of winding.
So when you see a client that has possibly, you know, gone through your program, and then you see them operating in their gift, how do you feel?
First of all, it's always such an honor that they trusted me to work with them. I just left a meeting and saw a few of them, a good bit of them actually. And I've watched them do everything from open businesses, open up specialty houses. I've had politicians get elected, launch dentistry practices, all kinds of avenues. And I think it's so important for people to know that what they have is unique, and that is in and of itself is pretty much the ticket, all you need to really guarantee your success. And it makes my heart overjoyed, because half the time they were limiting themselves. I remember one person I worked with, amazing politician, and when she was running against, I guess, the other opponents, you know, they were like Ivy League, they had everything. She was like, man, I don't have anything. And I was like, you said that to the wrong person, sis. Because once we got done with her, she was like, what? I got all this and I have this, and it's way surpasses what they have. And man, she said she took that mic and got to work and started doing her thing, and she won. She was elected and still is rolling. And it's so cute. Sometimes we'll end up in rooms together and she'll be like, this is my coach. And I just, you know, we all need somebody. I remember in times where I needed that push. So I understand that completely. And all we are is each other's, I guess, in essence, sometimes we're each other's tow trucks too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, sometimes I think we would say, when people say, oh, I'm so humble that you acknowledge me. And I've learned, and I just came to this conclusion, that I don't always have to say that. Simply because I am proud of who I am. And when you're proud of who you are, while you are humble, but you're not, oh, I'm just so humbled, if you understand what I'm saying. And so I that's why I asked, how do you feel? There has to be a certain amount of pride.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's like the ultimate excitement. Mm-hmm. The fact that I get to do this every day for a living, it's super exciting. But you know, the truth is, it's exactly what everybody on this planet is supposed to do. Because when we operate in the highest level of our gifts aren't for us. They're to release something in someone else. And I love what you said about that, because I think so many people struggle with, oh, I don't want to brag. And I joke all the time. I say, it's not bragging if it's facts. And if you think about it, when I walk into a doctor's office, I don't want to see a doctor covering his name tag saying, oh, you know, I don't want you to feel like I'm bragging because I got my medical degree on the wall and here's my name tag. I actually feel better. Yes. Because I see his competency. I can trust him. I know the skill is there. So it's so important. And I say this, I don't want to harp on women, but especially for women, because they're doing the work anyway. Yeah. Might as well get the credit for it. And they're not getting the credit, because that becomes what you deposit in your confidence account. If you think about it, confidence is something that has to be maintained. You just don't make it there and be super confident. There are things in life that will drain your confidence. There's some wins, there's some losses. So it's so important when someone says something to me, Victoria, you helped me. It's important that I deposit that. And that's not something, I'll be quite honest, that I was always good at. Because sometimes it's like, oh, you know, I don't like attention. I am an introvert, so the attention sometimes is a little bit funny. But you know, recognizing that your good does a world of good, I want everyone to know that for themselves. So you own it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, I know what I can't do. That'll keep you humble in of itself. I was like, goodness, there's a list of things I can't do. Oh my God, exactly. Don't ask me, because I know what I can do. I'm gonna stay over there. And it surprises people, because there's the Oprahs and all these people in the world, and so many people think they can't get to a certain level. And I was like, there's stuff Oprah can't do. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Man, they're just smart because they know exactly what they can do, and then they hire for everything else.
And they kind of stay in their lane.
Stay in their lane.
See, the thing is, we get out of our lane and then we're out there.
Yeah. And then you're getting hit and exposed, mm-hmm. and you're overcommitting, yes. signing up for stuff. You're like, man, I didn't want to do that in the first place. Or all, you know what I mean? And we all have done it. And I think it's recognizing the patterns that plague us. And I would like to speak to that, because to be fair, I've worked with several clients this week. Oftentimes, your greatest strength becomes your greatest weakness. So case in point, I work with a lot of people that are natural nurturers. That is their greatest strength. Like they put Mother Mary to shame. Like, oh, not Mother Mary. I'm sorry. Mother Teresa. Not Mother Mary. Nobody can touch Mother Mary.
Oh, Mother Mary got it going on.
She is all that. Forgive me. I meant Mother Teresa. But my point is that anything in excess becomes a problem. So if you think about it, water, you need that more than you need anything on this planet. But I could literally sit here and drink water gallon behind water gallon and die of acute water toxicity. Sometimes we think that, oh, because I have this strength, I just need to apply it all the time. But we're hurting ourselves because overgiving becomes toxic. So it's so important. And I think because people don't recognize they have the gift, they don't know they can control the gift, and they don't know the value of the gift, and that that gift isn't for everyone. And it's just our nature to want to do good and to want to help and to want to. But if we don't put boundaries around it, it becomes toxic. So I love when people finally realize, like, oh man, I can do this, and most people don't have this skill set. I'm very analytical, or I'm very nurturing, or I can work with groups of people and like gain influence. Then they can use that tool, and then they can use it at their discretion and accomplish what they want without hurting themselves. And so many people don't understand that, and they're constantly living in perpetual blowback. And then that burns people out, and then people get resentful because it's human nature. It's like, yes. I won't do nothing for nobody else.
And, okay, let's take that to where we are right now. We're moving into a post-pandemic era, and there are a lot of people that will go into that era burned out. My question is, how will you be able to service that? Because it's a lot of people that are burned out. Ministers, nurses, from caring for so many people with the virus, and doctors. And so what would you be your procedure to get them back on track?
Well, first of all, I want to say my heart definitely goes out to them, because I can understand what it feels like to be caught up in a tidal wave that you can't do nothing about. So coming down off of that high, it's just, you're looking at the collateral damage. People had a lot of wear and tear on their physical body, their emotions, their mental state. So in that case, I do what I normally do, which is that recalibrate a person. And that's why I think I love with my coaching. It really comes down to, how do we get you recalibrated? How do we get you working back in optimum working condition? Because if you think about it, if you're just like even driving a car, I always kind of talk about, like a race car. Most people that are high performing, get stuff done. They're like those NASCAR race cars. But when you're driving 200 miles an hour, you can't keep driving that for weeks, months. You got to stop in the pit, get the tires changed, get all that. These people are at a place where they really need to get that tune up, kind of allow them to have some space where they can, whatever's attached itself to them mentally, limiting beliefs that made them feel like, okay, I got to keep being the savior, or I have to keep it. It's one of the popular limiting beliefs is, it's not going to happen if I don't do it. I have to be the one. And that is a very hard one to break, because it's really embedded in people's mind that if I don't do this, it's not going to get done. And everybody has free will, and people are competent. But if people don't know that they're having these thoughts, and these thoughts are driving their actions, then it becomes a challenge. And research data is very interesting. They did a study, various studies on how self-aware we are. And it's startling me when I saw the number. They said roughly it's around maybe about 10% of people that are really self-aware. They know what they're thinking, they know what they're feeling, they know what's causing things in them, they know how to solve their problem. So what that's saying is there's a high percent of people that are just basically flowing with the tide of life. They really want to stop and get off of this ride that was fun at some point. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't want to ride this anymore. But they're not aware enough to know what to do. So that's where someone like me comes in with the clarity.
You have a big job, because there's a lot of people out there that's going to really need your service. Again, let us know how we can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. VictoriaBaylor.com, and feel free to just email me, my email address is on their website. There's also a part where you can book a call. My job is to work with high-level, high-achieving professionals, career people, business owners, who really want to gain the clarity and confidence they need to achieve success. So if they feel stuck, feel free to reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop and pause right now. We need to do this commercial from Jazuri. So listen in.
Welcome to the Jazuri brand of body oils. Jazuri 24 Karat 5-in-1. The ingredients of this wonderful oil helps to exfoliate, soften, and moisturize. It is quick absorbing and has anti-aging elements that give your skin a youthful appearance. Jazuri Bliss has a glossy, satiny feel. It hydrates the body and helps you feel refreshed. Jazuri Ignite. This is a body oil for men. The secret to this oil is the honey that helps protect, repair, and prevent skin damage. Jazuri Pink Ice. The smell of sweet jasmine is the dominant floral fragrance that you will smell. It's rich in emollients, with a touch of vitamin E, which helps to rejuvenate your skin and lighten scars. Jazuri Sugar and Spice. Experience the dazzling sugar crystals combined with our rich oils that will exfoliate and help clear up dry skin, making your skin to be alive again. Learn more at www.jazuribrand.com. Email info@jazuribrand.com.
Okay, we're back. We're back. I have the amazing Victoria Baylor sitting with me today. And I am so, she is a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge. I am so proud of who you are. I am so proud of who you are. I'm proud that you're from my hometown. I know that we are heard all across the globe, but I'm proud that you're from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia.
Well, I'm going to claim that I'm from here. I've only been here 20 years. I'm a military brat.
Okay.
So I grew up everywhere, but look, I'm going to claim that. Thank you.
Once you've been here past 10, you're a Savannian.
Yes, ma'am. I love it. I love it.
So you're a Savannian now, and we're so glad that you're here. In this area, because the service that you provide is much needed. And I want the audience to know that I have signed up. I took a sabbatical, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back to finish what I started, because just sitting here talking to you, I realize how much I need it. I need that. And so we are going to finish what we started. But your main clientele is female, right?
I have, just like you, I've always had a pull in my heart for women. Or actually, let me not tell that lie. You know, this is a kind of a God thing. I've always, you know, connected with women. But I think it wasn't until I went through my own challenges and I realized there were so many other women that were dealing with the same thing, that my heart is so connected to women. And I love us. I think we're amazing at what we can accomplish. But most of what I do is women. And then I work with organizations. So I go into organizations and I speak and I teach on the topics of personal branding, mindset, development. How do we communicate better? How do we optimize our leadership? How do we get over challenges and struggles? How do we work better together? So I love to do that. And one thing I didn't mention is I work with people kind of all over the globe. So like I have clients in London and like Costa Rica. And so what I love that I get to do is that it's virtual. So the beauty of that is it doesn't matter where someone is, whatever their time zone is, we can connect, look at each other face to face, and make this work happen. And I always like to joke that it just goes to show the power of our mindset and then the power of what we know and taking action, because a lot of people I've never even touched physically. We've just exchanged words, and words are so much life. And when you move the obstacles out of someone's way, the things that they thought was blocking them, and you show them what's possible, oh my God, that light up, their face, that hope returns, that excitement, their confidence. I always have a guarantee. I said, we'll 1,000 extra confidence. That's easy. We got that. Because once you figure out what you got to work with, you're like, why was I playing it small? And those are questions I asked myself decades ago when I was going through the same thing. And it's just because we don't know what we have. Yeah.
Wow. So what about that 18 to maybe 35 year old? Do you see a lot of them?
Upper level age range, I do. If it's a woman that's, or a male that's advanced and they kind of already have their career, you know, people look, they're starting businesses at very young ages. Yes. Nowadays. So if they're at a place where they're like, I don't know what to do, how to go, how to make these adjustments, then yes. But mostly I work with people maybe that are like a late 30s and up. And a lot of these people have very established careers. I mean, I've worked with people that are making multi, you know, six figures. And I remember one woman in particular, she was hired by some of the biggest name companies like around the globe. And she came to me because she was like, I feel like my confidence is slipping. Like, I don't know what's going on with me. Like, I'm losing myself. And I asked her, like, in our little intake and consult, I said, why do you think they hired you? And she couldn't tell me. And there's so many people will go show up, do their thing, make a whole audience stand on their feet with standing ovation. But if you ask them what it was they did and who they are, they can't answer that.
Wow.
And I think there's something telling and scary about being able to use a formula, but not know what's in that formula. And I asked, like, wouldn't you want to know what it is you're doing? Because once you have the ingredients, you can go bake something else. You can go make something else. You can go do so many other things. And I think when people don't know, that's how they end up getting pigeonholed. I think one thing I always loved about you, you were like, no, I ain't letting nobody keep me stuck now. I got stuff to do. There's things I want to go. And I feel like that urge is in people, but they're scared that if I step away from this, where my light is, who am I going to be? If I let go of this, what's left? And the smart thing about a toolbox, and that's why I really focus on what's in the toolbox, because you can build it changes the view of what you can build. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a two-story little duplex, but you have a 40-story skyscraper in you, but you haven't evaluated all them tools, we need to know what's in that tool bag. Exactly. Because that you can build and go on and build some more. And it don't even sweat, don't even struggle. Watching these women out here that I've coached, it's not even a thing, because they're operating from a place of authenticity, a place of ease. The coaching thing is so easy for me, I could do it in my sleep. I should ask my husband, I probably do coach in my sleep a little bit. And coaching isn't about telling anybody anything. Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing about it. I just ask questions. But I know exactly what to ask people. And I can see the shift in their face. I can read their expression. I can hear the longing in their heart. I can hear what they didn't say. And I can tell me about that. What were you meaning when you said you did that back then, but you said you would never do it again? What's around that? It's like, you know, I got embarrassed and I thought and this and that. And we can get over some of those barriers that's holding them back. It's an amazing journey. Look, coaches have coaches. Look, I'm not crazy now. I got a mentor. I got my own coaches.
Yes.
Because we know that in order to optimize our capabilities, you need to partner with someone to achieve success. We can't be loners and make it. And I think that's the beauty of it.
Oh, okay. Well, today we have the amazing, you just are amazing, Victoria Bella. I am so glad you decided to talk with me. And guess what? You'll be back. Because there is so much we didn't even tap on that I want to talk about. And I want to my audience to hear. So we will be bringing you back sooner than later, so that we can continue to have this discussion. And by this time, I want to be able to give you a list of clients and say, these are the people that need your help. So today we tell you, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for being with us. And we ask you to tune back in to another amazing segment of What's the Takeaway? God bless you.
What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.